COVID-19 is a trying time for all of us, but particularly for those living with a disability, living alone, or for those over 70 who now find themselves having to cocoon for the next couple of weeks. Joining me now on the line is Liz Maddox of the Castle Martyr Family and Carers Disability Group. And good evening to you, Liz.
Good evening.
And it certainly is. It's a worrying time for an awful lot of people out there at the moment, isn't it?
It is, and as my other role in chair of Cork Older People's Council, I just wanted to give a message out there for those of your listeners that are not online, they are not on social media, and just give them this information that could be vital information to them.
And of course, we're talking about the Cork County Council COVID-19 Community Support Programme. Can you tell our listeners what exactly that is about?
Yes, thanks to our Cork County Council Chief Executive, Tim Lucy. He's now leading Ireland's largest County Cork Council through this programme. It will ensure a wide range, variety of groups working across the county to assist those in need. It's a collaborative and targeted way. The Council COVID-19 Community Support Programme will ensure the very best use of the many resources that are available out there. On Sunday, the 29th of March, Tim Lucy convened a teleconference, the first meeting of the Cork County Council COVID-19 Community Support Response Forum, which is committed to fully to support the Council in delivering on its COVID-19 Community Support Programme. The forum represents a multi-agency approach comprising of senior representatives of both statutory and voluntary agencies operating across the County of Cork. And it is important that the work will ensure commitment and consistency in delivering the programme. This will reach a wide range of organisations involved in a county-wide programme. Among them is Ongar Síochána, HSC, the local development companies, On Post, Civil Defence, and plus many other people involved. What's the most important thing here for your listeners that are out, maybe not on social media, not have the access to Wi-Fi, is from Monday, March the 30th, the Cork County Council have provided a dedicated free contact number for anybody wishing to avail of assistance. So those numbers I'm going to give to you now, it's 1800 805 819, 1800 805 819. The lines will open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. You can email covidsupport@corkcoco.ie for any families listening in, or you can text them on 085 870 9010, 085 870 9010. Tim Lucy explained there are a lot of number of agencies out there doing excellent work. They're delivering the care already in their communities. The Gardaí, the HSC, On Post, Alone, Meals on Wheels, Volunteer Ireland, our GAA have been fantastic. These groups are already operating independently. What Cork County Council is trying to achieve here is to integrate and coordinate approach to the delivery services all through the county.
Because
that's really the message that I need to give out there today.
And it's so important, isn't it, Liz, because there is an awful lot of people at the moment who are feeling very, very isolated. And the danger here is that these people get forgotten about, not intentionally, but there is a possibility that people fall through the cracks, or they're just simply not aware that these support services are now available to them.
Yes, and thank you so much for letting me come on, because I've had a few calls from your listeners, and they're saying, please go on the radio and tell us these numbers, because we don't have them. I myself have been in isolation with my own husband since early February, and he's in isolation for his own safety. A lot of our members would be chronic sick, disabled, or elderly, so they're all keeping in touch with each other by phone. The spirits are good, but the loneliness is something that they're finding, not having their regular meetings in meeting groups, either in York, Killer, Castle Martyr, and that's what they miss, really. and afraid, and a lot of them are afraid right now as well. So any supports that we can give them is really important at this time. And I'd urge families, please call your loved ones and please reassure them that you're there. You may not be able to get to them for some reason. You may be living way out of the area. But just a phone call to say hi, Mum, or hi, Dad, or, you know, just let them know that you're there.
And Liz, from your perspective, how big an impact is this going to have on people who are, as you said there, they're scared. In some cases, they're alone. Your own husband, as you mentioned there, David, has been in isolation since February. And that must have been extremely hard for you guys, was it? To go into isolation.
Because I was able to go and do what I needed to do. But you have to bear in mind, I've done infection control with my husband all the time. So being infection control in my house and myself and him isn't strange to me. It's not new to me. It's not new to a lot of the chronic sick with different medical conditions. We're used to living like that. What we're not used to is the isolation and being alone. And I especially feel for the people who don't have a Liz, who don't have a family carer, who might have a home help for half an hour. And then you're sitting looking at your four walls and listening to all the doom and gloom. And my advice to them all is, and has been, on the phone that I spoke to many of them, is keep yourself busy. You know, write a little comical diary every day of what it's like for you, and, you know, read a book and knit if you knit, or do something to keep your mind occupied so that you don't allow yourself to get into deep depression. And it's easy to do. Even with two of us, it's easy to do, because you're frightened watching the news and everything. You're thinking, I know for myself, I know how I'd feel. I've always been able to go up to the hospital with David. I've always been able to hold his hand. I've always been able to be there. And my fear now is if he goes in, I won't even see him die. And that is a really scary feeling. Or vice versa for me. I won't be there, and that's really scary.
There must be an awful sense of helplessness in that scenario, because I think people, it's all well and good and we're all sitting at home at the moment and we're bored, all right? But that's the worst of it. We're bored. We'll get over it. But for somebody in your position, in the very real position that someone that you love, if they get sick, that you are completely and utterly helpless in that situation.
I've always been in control and I've always been there for him. But this time with this virus, I won't be in control. You know, and he's in good spirits. He's got the Facebook page, the Family Carers and Disability Support Facebook page. He's always a positive person, and he doesn't get down or anything. And he will not be going outside this door, you know, and nobody's coming in. I've had to say to everybody, don't come in. And they've been great, but there's a lot more out there like David who don't have anyone. And I suppose really that coming on today and reaching out to those people, leaving those emergency phone numbers, please use them. The HSC have been fantastic. Our local guards are fantastic. There's support out there, and there's no need for anybody to feel alone, actually. I think the government are doing an excellent job right now in keeping us all informed and keeping us all safe. Yeah, we might not be able to do the things that we can normally do. The longer we stay in, the longer we separate from each other, the faster this will be over.
And that's it in a nutshell. And you know what? We can hear all the messages that we want from various different people on social media, but I think it is so important to hear it from the likes of yourselves and to hear it and to actually hear it, that there is light at the end of this tunnel, but we all just have to do it together.
Yeah.
Do what we're meant to do. That's the most important part, guys. We get over the boredom. You won't get over the loss of a loved one. You'll get over the boredom. And we just need to stick together, don't we?
We do. And we're lucky that we have a culture that will do that. You know, really, we're an amazing race of people, the Irish. We're very strong. And I think we can be leaders in the world, to be quite honest. I think we will show the world what we've been capable of doing. I feel sorry for the people in other countries. I have friends in Italy. I have friends in Spain. And the stories that are coming back from there are horrendous. And I think, you know, up to now, if we do what we're asked to do, then we stand every chance of getting through this a lot quicker than other places. Please God, that's what I'm hoping. And I'm hoping the likes of David, the over 70s, the people that are living alone, you're thinking of them. You're thinking of them right now. They need to get out. They need to have a light at the end of the tunnel. So if the rest of us that are out there that don't have these restrictions, if you can do your bit, then you're helping the people who can't help themselves.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Very well said. Just remind people there again what that number is.
So you've an 1800 number. It's the first number. It's 1800 1800 805 819.
Yep.
1800 805 819. And then you have the text number, because a lot of elderly would have mobile phones, which is 085 870 9010. 085 870 9010. The lines are manned from 8 o'clock in the morning to 8 in the evening. So you've your local community guard as well. Don't forget the guards where you are. They're amazing support right now. And even your postman. If you see your postman and you need help and you give him a heads up, he'd be aware of you as well. So there is... I want to thank Tim Lucy, our Chief Executive of Cork County Council, and Niall Healy, he's the Chairman of Age Friendly Ireland. And both of them have headed up an amazing thing here for the whole of County Cork. So I want to thank them.
Yeah, they do say in times like this, it really does show the calibre of people. I think people have been so good, and a credit to everybody and all these services that are coming out. It's been immense, in fairness. Liz, look after yourself.
I will.
Look after David. Send them all our best.
Yeah.
We'll keep in touch. We're at the end of the phone. You know that. If there's any other message you want to get out there, by all means, pick up the phone and ring us, and we will get that information out there. We have these numbers here in studio, guys. If you want to ring in, ring the station here at 024-911-99. We have that information here. We will also get this information out in the social media pages. And please pass it on to your neighbours or people that you feel might not have access to social media.
Especially, you know, your family may not have it. And thank you so much for having me on and allowing me to do this.
Not at all. I'm delighted to do it. Liz Maddox, thanks a million.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.